Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lotz. And we are concluding the Christina Liu show, which is always the highlight of this show. Otto had just mentioned, before I go turn this over to Christina, that May 11th, the parks opened. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much most of the parks, right, Otto?
Yes, I like to walk, and I live near Tully. So Tully is in full walking mode. Dork Park not open. I actually saw people playing tennis.
So you're allowed to do all those. Like, you know, it's this passive recreation.
Right.
So things you can do is exercising, walking, running, hiking. You know, you could look at nature, paint, draw. You know, they obviously don't want you going on a playground or being with a big group of people. And obviously have a mask where you can't socially distance to. Golf course is open. I know Otto went to golfing, which I believe was a
last
success,
week.
Correct, Otto? See? So there's little things.
The yellow box is not coming on. Does that mean anything?
Nope, you're good. Okay. You're good. You can keep talking. You're good. You're all good. We hear you.
Well, golf.
Christina's going to be wrapping it up, though, because she has an important announcement.
Yes. So I just want to tell people, the parks are open. North Hempstead's doing drive-in movies. It's actually all sold out. So they're trying to find new parks to do these drive-in movies, because that's kind of like the new thing now. Next week, we're going to have on Nicole Christensen, who is going to talk about From Crisis to Calm, coping in an ever-changing normal, which is definitely going to be beneficial. We're going to end this a little early because we want to give a special message from all of our electeds for Memorial Day. Certainly, we think about our freedoms now, and it's a time to really be extra thankful for all those brave people, men and women, who fought for those freedoms. So happy Memorial Day. Be safe. Enjoy the sunshine. And that's really my spiel, guys. And I'll catch you next week.
All right, thank you, Christina, very, very much. And this really is for people to listen to from everybody. They worked on it together, and they came to Christina, and it was Christina's idea to basically say, let's get this onto the radio so a greater number of North Hempstead residents can listen to it and enjoy it and realize that everybody in the town.
No, because it's things people took for granted. And now, I feel like people are extra appreciative and reflective on things that we did have. And it's largely because of these brave men and women.
Hi, everyone. This is North Hempstead Town Supervisor Judy Bosworth. I, along with our town board, want to take this time to acknowledge and recognize the brave men and women who have sacrificed their lives while serving to protect our great nation. Though things are dramatically different this Memorial Day due to the pandemic, one thing that has not changed is the great respect, love, and gratitude we feel for those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in protecting our freedom and our way of life. So please join me in taking time this Memorial Day to remember and appreciate our fallen heroes. Thank you.
All over our state and throughout our local municipalities, we set aside this day to honor the memory of the individuals who willingly gave their lives to protect our freedoms. While we mourn their loss, we also celebrate their lives with a message of learning and of hope for those that are still here benefiting from their sacrifice. We have great hope for our future and the future of our country because of those that have served. We say thank you for your service. We say thank you to your families as we continue to pray for them. We say thank you for our freedoms.
On this Memorial Day, let us salute our fallen soldiers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Never forget, ever honor, one nation under God, our great country. I'm reminded by a quote from John F. Kennedy. My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
While we are going through horrific times in today's pandemic, we cannot lose sight of the horrific times our veterans went through and the sacrifices they made to protect us and our freedoms. We want to pay homage to all, especially those who made the ultimate sacrifice. We can never repay you. We can only thank you and always remember you. God bless you all, and God bless America.
On this Memorial Day 2020, we remember all those who have paid the ultimate price for our freedom. And we remember that we are indebted to them and those they left behind, and commit to repay the debt that can never truly be repaid. God bless our veterans. God bless the United States of America.
This is what Memorial Day means to me. We remember those we never knew who went out and fought for our country. They were sons and daughters, mothers and fathers. They are with us forever. Our country is great for the sacrifices they made. I see them before my eyes. World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and now in the Middle East. I am grateful for memory on Memorial Day and all days because of those who led us to this wonderful democracy in America. Thank you all so much.
Memorial Day is a time to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to our country. Thank you to those past and present who have guarded our freedom and for your service. Please take a moment today to honor them.
Now more than ever in these unsettled times, it's important for us to remember those who have sacrificed for our way of life. The people who served in our military, who made the ultimate sacrifice in order to preserve the American way, are the people we need to remember this and every Memorial Day. Thank you.
Memorial Day commemorates the men and women who died while in the military service of their country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. In other words, the purpose of Memorial Day is to memorialize the veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. We spend time remembering those who lost their lives and could not come home, reflecting on their service and why we have the luxury and freedom that we enjoy today. As we remember the 75th anniversary of the ending of World War II, I have been thinking about my wife's uncle, Stan Sheffetz. He was the only soldier on his landing craft to survive the landing at Omaha Beach on June 6, 1944. He was just 19 and had been at war for about a year. 50 years later at Normandy, he told President Clinton, "It wasn't gung-ho like you see in the movies. It was just a lot of scared guys scared to death." For all those brave Americans who gave up their lives, we remember you. God bless America.